Today we're going to talk about Gvaldik Yesoid in Hashkafa Zachayim that literally could change your life. But I want to give a Hakdama. We know there's many different madregas of people in Klal Yisrael. There's real Pshuteyam, very, very simple people in Klal Yisrael that all they're holding by is saying to Tehillim. They can't do much more than that. There's another madrega, a little better, still a Pasha the Yid. He's also able to learn Chumash. A little better, a little higher madrega of a Yid that is able to go ahead and learn Torah Sheva'al Peh, learn Mishnayis, maybe do the Daf. And then obviously there's the higher levels of Yidin that are able to go Be'iyun, ba'amkus, of what the Rebbeinu Shem really had in mind in the Torah, the deep meaning of everything. And that's even a higher level of the B'nai Torah, B'nai Aliyah of Klal Yisrael. Many different madrigas of people. Rav Moshe Feinstein used to always say that the Ben Torah, the Ben Aliyah, who's on the higher madriga, he's the Pasha the Yid plus. Which means everything the Pasha the Yid, of course, he does. He's just able to do plus, even the Iyun, the Amkus, and all that. Not like we find, unfortunately, this is what Moshe Feinstein was talking about. Many times, people on the highest Madrega, so all they do is their Iyun and Amkus, but to say Tehillim, they have no Shaykhs to. Even Chumash, Lav Dafka, they even do the Shnayim Mikra, and all these other basic levels they don't do. Zokar Moshe Feinstein Fakert. The people on the highest Madrega, the higher Madrega that they're on, has to be the simple Yid plus. You're doing all the basics plus your Madrega that you're holding by. This is the Yesoid that Moshe Feinstein used to say. We're holding the Parshiyos of Yaakov and Esav. There's a Gavaldika Midah of Esav that we have to talk about. And although it's the Midah of Esav, and we're Baruch Hashem, a higher Madrega than that, but our higher Madrega has to be the Midah of Esav plus. There's a Mishnah in Avos, in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Reb Shimon Oimer, Shloisha Ksarim Heim. There are three crowns: Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, and Keser Malchus. Three crowns that exist that people could wear: a Keser Torah, a Keser of Kahuna, a Keser of Malchus. Zok the Mishnah. V'keser shem toiv oyla al gabeihem. The crown of a shem toiv, of having a good name, that's above all the crowns. What does this mean? The crown of having a good name. Does that mean I'm supposed to walk around showing off the things that I do in order to produce a good name for myself? Of course not. That would be a level of gaiva. That would be Reidiv Kavoid. The Pelayoyetz writes clearly, when he talks about this Mishnah, he says 100%, Ein Tzorich Lefarisim Ba'asav. Don't go advertise your Ma'asim. Or you Shashabeach Azatzvah, you'll praise yourself. Sherek Siv, it says in Mishlei, Yahalol Chazor V'loi Picha. Let a stranger praise you, not your own mouth. Rak yasa maisa b'seser. Do your things hiddenly l'shem shemayim. The soif ha-kavod lovi. The respect and kavod and the good shem toyev will come naturally by itself. And like Reb Pelayoyet says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevii l'dei giloi. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will make people know who you really are. The kind of shem toyev, you'll get a good name. Because b'nei Yisrael, im einam neviim, even if people are not neviim, heim b'nei neviim. We're children of Nevi'im. Umakir meskol adam. People know people. They get to know who you are. And the Shem Toiv comes naturally. So of course we do not mean to show off your actions. That's not what the Mishnah is saying. So in a practical sense, what's the Mishnah teaching you then? Shem Toiv Olal Gabeya. It's the most important crown possible is to have a Kesa Shem Toiv. What is the Mishnah teaching me? The Mishnah doesn't want me to go advertise and show off, and it comes naturally, so what's the Mishnah saying? The Teretz is, the Mishnah is telling every one of us how we have to care about our name. It might be Shalei Lishma, care about what people think of me, but yeah, Mitoich Shalei Lishma Bo Lishma. Even if I can't perform Lishma, I can't do things. Sometimes I'm not holding by doing something, and therefore Lishma, I'm not able to do it. But if I care what people think about me, what are they going to say? That might get me to do the performance that's expected of me, even if I'm not holding the Lishma, but Shalei Lishma, because of my Shem Toiv, I want to know what people think of me. What is everybody saying about me? And that's the Mishnah's teaching us, that we have to care about our Shem Toiv. Because the most chosh of a crown is wearing the crown of Kesa Shem Toiv, that's Oyla al Gabeyim. Rabbi Chatzkel, the Mashkiach, Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein says, he one time gave a shmuz. The title of the shmuz was, Hamidus Atzmom Chatom Hema. Midus are not just a mailah, have mid. If having a bad midah is a chet, it's an aveira. That was the title of the shmuz. He gave this shmuz 62 years ago. Rabbi Chatzkel said something phenomenal. We all know how difficult it is to change midas. Rabbi Chatzkel brought down, Rabbi Chaim Vital says in Shari Kedusha that midas are not found part of the 613 mitzvahs because it comes before the mitzvahs. It's even more important. It's the whole foundation of your Torah and your mitzvahs are from having good midas. So Rabbi Chatzkel said, working on our midas obviously, it's a difficult thing. Zocher b'chatzkel, kedai lonu, l'sakim midasenu, focus on fixing up your midas, kedai lahasik shein toiv, just to get a good name. U'metayich shaloi l'shma, even metayich shaloi l'shma, one day you'll come l'shma, and y'sakim midasenu, your midas will become good. But even if it's so difficult to work on a midah, so do it Shalei Lishma. What do people think of you? For example, let's say a guy has a midah of kas. He's a guy who always gets angry, loses himself. So it's very hard to work on your kas. But if you would realize, what do people think of you? Everybody knows you as a kaisen, that you're always getting mad. That alone could inspire a person to change that midah of kas. Because what are people saying about me? Let's say a person has a midah of atzlus, of being lazy. It's very hard to all of a sudden get rid of your laziness. But if you would know that everybody remembers you as a lazy guy, you're going to change yourself. Working on your Shem Toiv, that you care what people think of you as, is the most important thing. Care about your Shem Toiv. This is mamash, the vort that we saw. Shmuel Birnbaum was medayik. Vayehav Yitzchok as Esav kitzayid bepiv. Yitzchok loved Esav because he was a tzayid bepiv, which meant that he used to ask Shilas. He was trapping his father by asking Shilas, "How do you give meiser on salt?" So Shmuel Birnbaum says, "What do you think? Yitzchak, who loved Esav, didn't know who Esav was? It's impossible to think he doesn't know who Esav is. Hayitochin? She Yitzchak lo yoda? Yitzchak didn't know Esav, what he was inside? As a father, of course he knew his son. So what did Yitzchak love then if he knew who Esav was? Zokav Shmuel Birnbaum, what he loved about Esav was this midah that Esav had, that Esav cared about what people think of him. Esav tried to present himself good in his father's eyes. My father should think great about me. My Rebbeim should think great about me. My Chaverim should think great about me. He cared about his Shem Toiv. And that Zocher Shmuel Birnbaum, although Yitzchak knew exactly who Esav was, but the fact that he cared to present himself, Limtzoi Chein Be'enei Aviv, there's hope. He saw a gewaltig amid in him and his hope for him to become great. So Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, every Talmud has to kir laharis kebocher toiv mitzayin. You want to present yourself, even if you're not holding there, I should be viewed as a bocher toiv who's mitzayin, mamash mitzuyin, I'm great. Even if mitzias is something different. But then there's hope. Berega, if there comes a moment that you don't have this feeling that you care about what people think, I don't care ma'oim of aviv, oi rabbi, oi chaveir about me, kosha ma'oi lachziru lemutav. It's very difficult for you ever to come back and to become something good. You're missing the midah of caring about your shame toiv. You don't care what people think of you. If you're missing that midah, then in mamish you're lost. At least present yourself as a good person. This was the midah that Esav had, and Yitzchak loved him because of that. You know, it just came up mamish the other day. An old Talmud of ours, this bachur is already in his high 20s, close to 30. He's still looking for a shidduch. This bachur, Nebuch, he's still looking for a shidduch. He's still in yeshiva, happens to be also. But I one time said, like, to the yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, no one calls me about him for shidduchim. Baruch Hashem, they don't call me for shidduchim. I'm not on his resume, which is a chiddush. And Baruch Hashem, no one calls you about his for shidduchim. And the yeshiva told me the same line back. Hey, Baruch Hashem, no one calls me either for him about shidduchim. The nekuda being is that this guy did not leave a shame toiv. The way we think and remember this bachar, he was not productive. Nothing in his life was productive besides his good shemaka personality. So, but a girl usually wants more than that. She wants a husband that's going to be productive. She wants to marry someone that can take care of her family and be responsible. Who's going to raise her children? Just because he has a geshmak of fun personality, it's very hard to find a girl that only cares about that. If you can't get up in the morning for davening, you don't really learn, your meetings are not so great. So what mile do you carry? Oh, you have a geshmak of personality. Very nice. And Rachmanis, I don't know if that's why he's still single, but he's definitely missing a shame toiv. And this is the shaloi l'shma that we should work on. How are people going to remember you? What do your friends think of you? How do your friends, how do your parents, how do your abayim? Do you care what people think about you? That's the midah of Esav that Yitzchak loved about him. It was a gewaltig midah that he had. That's the kesa shame toiv, that's oila agabeyim. You care and are concerned about what people are going to think. And you know what's fascinating? At the end of the parsha, in Parsha's Toldos, how much the last 10 psukim? Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov. Yitzchak called in Yaakov. It's after he already got the brachas. Vayivorich ha'isoi. Vayitzaveyu vayoyim aloi. Loisikach isha b'nais Kanaan. Don't marry an isha from b'nais Kanaan. Kum leich padena aram. Go to the house of Lavan and find a wife there. Pasuk says, Vayishlach Yitzchak as Yaakov. Yitzchak taka sent off Yaakov. Vayelech padena aram. And he went to padena aram. Then there's another 10 lines of psukim still. Vayar Esav kiverach Yitzchak es Yaakov. Esav saw that he was gebenched. Vishilach leisav padan aram lekachas leisha misham. Vayitzav alav and he commanded leisiach isha bnei Kanaan. Vayishma Yaakov el aviv. Yaakov listened. Vayelach padan aram. Vayar Esav kirois bnei Kanaan. That they're bad beinah Yitzchak aviv. Vayelach Esav el Yishmael. Vayikach as machol as bas Yishmael. There's a whole arichus about of Esav marrying the daughter of Yishmael. Why don't we just have that one last pasuk that he married the daughter of Yishmael? It's a whole arichus in the Torah after Yaakov already left. There's a whole arichus to bring out the point that he married the daughter of Yishmael. Why such a long arichus? Just say that that's where he went to get married. Zok Rashi. Rashi's addressing that even the pasuk Vayishma Yaakov, Yaakov listened, Vayelech, and he went. We already told you he went. So even that's extra. He told me he went before already. He told me the pasuk. Pasuk Hey already said he went. Zok Rashi, Michubur Le'inyin Shomaila. It's all connected. All these 10 lines of psukim are connected. Vayar Esav. Yar Esav saw this, and Esav saw that, and Esav saw he actually went. It's all about Esav, what he saw. V'holach gam hu el Yishmael. We're bringing out the message that he also went to Yishmael to follow the same idea. Which means the Torah went out of its way, 10 extra lines in the Torah, just to bring out the message that Esav, even after he lost the brachas and everything's going like the way it is in the story, he still was living up to this madrega, that if this is what my father does, my father likes these type of wives, not those, I'm going to go follow that also. And he still went ahead out of shame toiv to put on a show and go marry the daughter of Yishmael. This is a gewaldic amida that Esav had that we will have to learn how to connect to. We have to think about this. This really could change our lives. It's a shaloi lishma, but it's so important because it could one day bring you lishma. You should know, in the Orchis Sadikim, he brings down in Shar Haboishas, the Shar of the Midah of having Busha, is mamash this Midah. Roi l'chol adam. It's proper for every individual. L'shtadel, put an effort, l'snaig b'midah hashuma azois, to have that hug of embarrassment. I just think kavu b'nafsh, it should be some part of you. Tia be'enot chashum mishami, it's the most important midah you can work on. Be embarrassed. Kibo yagil reiv ha-miles. That's how you're going to reach all the miles. Don't do things because you're embarrassed of what your friend's thinking. Whether it comes to seder, when you're learning, let's say your guy walks around and is bavata all the other chavusa shops. That's just your nature. Not only Yeshua's your chavusa, but you're a guy who walks around and gets everybody else. Don't you think everybody knows you're the batlin? You're not embarrassed to be the batlin who's staring all the chavusa shops? That midah of busha, if you would have it and care about your shame toiv, that would set you straight not to go ahead and disturb others. And every single thing that we do, we're telling this midah that Esav had of presenting himself with a shame toiv, if we would internalize it, it could change 24/7 of our life. Every act, there's one thing in the ruchniyistic level, if you're holding there or not, but then you're going to think about it. Do I want to do this just because of what people are going to think of me? That's a whole new level of thought. I want to tell you a story. Give you an example. This doesn't leave my mind. This happened over 20 years ago. When I was in Kailul, Beis Medrash Gevaya. So, let's say, typically, one time during first Seder, I had to go ahead and go to Beis Akisei, maybe get a coffee, whatever it is, you stop, you go out, you know, during Seder once to go take care of something. I didn't have a set time. Whenever I went out and I was by the passing the coffee room, whether going to the bathroom, whatever it is, or get a coffee, whatever it was, there was a certain guy that was there schmoozing. A guy hacking. And it hit me after a few months. I'm always out a different time and this guy's always there. Until today when I bump into him in Gourmet Glot in the grocery store, I think of him as a butler. He developed the opposite of a shame toiv for himself. This guy, I never saw him sit and learn. He's always hawking in the coffee room. And this was a shame toiv, or the opposite of a shame toiv, sarcastically, that he developed for himself. I'll tell you another story. This happened in Chveis, maybe 15 years ago. I used to daven shachris on Shabbos in Beis Shol, one of the Beis Medrash Gevoyas, Beis Bat Midrashim. So, it must have been off Shabbos that I walked in there. It's before davening. And I see a younger man pushing, this is by the seats, like, you know, you walk in and there's a whole Beis Medrash, it's pretty empty. And I notice, like, a bunch of rows ahead, a younger man pushing a different younger man. And like he went flying, literally flying. Now, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there for the first part of it, what the argument was. But the fact that he got physical and gave him such a push, till today, when I see that man walking around, I think of him as a violent individual. If he would have thought to himself, you know something? Is it Kedai to start getting physical with this? We're having a disagreement, whatever the disagreement was. But is it kedai to get physical? What are people going to think of me? If that would thought would have entered the guy's mind, he would have controlled himself. But it's not something that crosses people's minds. We have to think and focus on our shame toiv. What are people going to think of me? Let's say your guy always falls asleep by a shir or a shmooze. Everybody's going to remember you as a sleeper. That's what they remember you as. You're a guy who's always sleeping. You put your head down on the smedge. You're always sleeping by Seder. That's what you remember as. You're a guy who sleeps. You're not embarrassed to yourself. What type of shame toiv do you have? You're the sleeper. And this goes on to every step of our life. Let's talk about shachris. Let's say your guy always rolls in late. Your guy always comes in, Baruch Hu, Shemoneh Esrei, whatever, you come in. You're acquiring for yourself a shame that I'm a late guy who comes in. So even if Ruchni is nikkawise, you're not ready to come from Pesukah to Zimra, but why would you want to establish yourself as a shame toiv, as if a shame toiv, that I'm the guy who doesn't roll over shachris on time? That's what you're going to be gestempled as. That's what everybody remembers you as. Your chaverim, your rabbeim, and even your parents think of you like that. It makes a big difference in your whole being. If we would present ourselves as a bachur toiv, like Shmuel Birnbaum says, then I care what people think of me. I want to present myself at least as a good bachur. Your whole performance changes. You become a different person. I present myself as I'm a good bachur. That mindset changes you. You know, there's a famous story. This story happened with Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison was the one that created the light bulb, one of the biggest inventors historically. The story goes, and this is documented, that he didn't even finish school. He literally was out of school when he was a young boy. What happened was like this. When he was about 10 years old, he came home with a note from his teacher in an envelope. And the teacher said, give this to your mother to read. Only your mother can read it. So he gives the note to his mother. His mother opens up the envelope and reads the note. And she starts crying. Her eyes fill with tears. She starts crying. And he's wondering, why is my mother crying? And she's crying hysterically. And he says to mom, why are you crying? What does the note say? She said, I'll read it to you. Your son's a genius. This school is too small for him. It does not have good enough teachers to teach him. Please keep him at home and teach him on your own. Signed off, Mary Jane. Whatever the teacher's name was. So, you can imagine that was the last day that he ever went to school. Many years later, his mother passed away, and he was going through the house of all the different things that she had there, and the documents and everything, and he found in an envelope a crumpled up paper. He takes out the paper and he realizes, this is the paper that my teacher sent home when I left school. And he read it, and it said something very different. Your son is mentally deficient. We cannot allow him to continue to attend our school anymore. He is expelled. This is what the letter really said. But his mother, with the gevaldike chachma that she had, she realized this kid's never going to be anything if she reads him the letter. And she made up that the letter said he's a genius, and at the end of the day, he became the genius and the greatest inventor in history. In his diary, Thomas Edison wrote, I quote, Thomas Edison was a mentally deficient child expelled from school. His mother turned him into the genius of the century. This is what Thomas Edison wrote in his own diary about himself. We don't realize that if we have the right mindset, that I'm a good bachur who's going to perform well because I just want a good name, I'm doing it all shloi l'shma. I don't want people to think of me as a nothing. I care about my shame toiv. We don't realize if we start acting just because we want a good name, how it could change our whole life. And we're going to stop becoming a good person. We'll become much greater than we ever expected of ourselves. This is what the Mishnah is saying, shame toiv oila al gabeyim. And the emesis is a Mishnah Avos in Perikei, Mishnah Chof. That the Mishnah Avos really says, this is the secret to everything in life. The Mishnah writes, we know the first part, Az Ponim L'Gehenim. That's the first part. That's pretty famous. If you have an Azus, Az Ponim L'Gehenim. But what does the Mishnah say afterwards? Uboishes Ponim L'Gan Eden. A person who lives with busha. I'm embarrassed what my chaver thinks of me. If you have that midah of busha, boishes ponim is l'gan eden. That's your secret ticket into Gan Eden. Because your level of performance will be a whole new level. You know, there's a maisa that happened. The chayzim b'lublin. He was once with all his Talmidim and he got word, someone brought a message that Levi Yitzchak Baditchev is coming to visit. So, when he heard Levi Yitzchak Baditchev is coming to visit, the grace of Tzaddik, he said, okay, all Talmidim, everybody should go home and prepare for a Kabbalah's Panim, of Levi Baditchev. And the Chayzim Lublin went to his room, locked the door, he wanted to take care of getting ready. So one of his Talmidim, Rabbi Tzvi Herish Mezitchov was one of his Talmidim. He wanted to see exactly what the Chayzim Lublin, how is he preparing. So he snuck in and he was in the corner of the room to watch. He's hiding there and all of a sudden he hears crying, mamish, hysterical cries from the Chayzim Lublin. And he hears the Chayzim Lublin saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, in a little bit of time, Rabbi Yitzchak Baditchev is going to show up. A tzaddik amiti. A real true tzaddik. Vani, but me. What am I? I'm empty. I have nothing. How am I going to go ahead and face such a big tzaddik like Rabbi Yitzchak Baditchev? Where am I going to escape from my embarrassment of him? He's going to see right through me who I really am. This is what he heard him saying. And then he said, and if you're wondering, and you're going to ask, why am I not embarrassed of you, Hashem, the Melech Malchi Amlochim? Ribbono Shel Olam, I have to admit, you know exactly who I am. And mainly because you know who I am, so I am who I am. But Rabbi Eliezer Yitzchak Baditchev doesn't know who I am. And mainly, what's he going to say about me when he sees me? This is mamish the yesod of having a shame toiv. Caring about what someone thinks of you. It could change everything. Your whole results of your performance becomes a different performance if you're wondering what others are going to say. And the emesis, I really believe, honestly, the whole issue of Bochum going off a derech, OTD as they say, it wouldn't be an issue if people had this midah. If people had the midah of Shem Toiv and Abusha, that you want to have a good name and you have Abusha from others, how did Bachar go off a derech? The first thing they'll be thinking about is that, what are they saying about me? What's my family going to say? What's my neighbors going to think when they see me walking around in jeans and whatever? Well, everything. All the thoughts of embarrassment of what everybody's saying about me would bother him, that he wouldn't even be able to get to that point. Because I care about what people think of me. And the truth is, taking a step further, you know, the divorce rate, unfortunately, is very high in the frum community in the recent years. Rachmana litzlan. If a person would have this midah of a shame toif, I care about my name, I care about what people think of me, I'm embarrassed of what they're thinking, that would also bring people to find shalom bias in their marriage. How can I act like that? I understand, this is what happened to me and I want to reciprocate to my spouse, but maybe it's not kedai because I'm going to be so embarrassed if we end up being divorced. You know what people are going to think of us? What are people saying? My neighbors, my family, and everything? We don't realize, if we acquire this midah of caring what others think, not only does it give us hatzlocha when we're a bachur in yeshiva, it gives you hatzlocha in your marriage later on, it gives you hatzlocha in your job, and everything, your whole production of life. If you care about what people think, that midah of Esav that Yitzchak loved, it changes everything. It's something we have to develop. Because unfortunately, you know, we feel we're besser a mention. I'm going to do something shaloi l'shma. I'm a l'shma guy, I only do l'shma. And you only do l'shma, you end up with nothing. If you care what people think, you'll be more performative. You know, there's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara writes, Ha'oichel b'shuk, daf mem amud beis. If you eat in the shuk, harizeh doima l'kelev, you're like a dog. V'yeshayim, and some say, pasul l'edus. Omer av'idi ba'arvin halacha ki yeshayim, that you're pasul for edus. So you can imagine a guy's eating in the shuk. You're walking down Countenance, slurping your slurpee. Whatever you say, how you say it in English. You're drinking your slurpee or eating something else on the street. You're oichel b'shuk, eating in public. Says the Gemara halacha l'maisa, you're posel v'edus. Why are you posel v'edus? You're a good person. What's posel v'edus about me? I just like to eat outside. I'm walking home. I just can't wait anymore. So I'm eating. Why are you posel v'edus? Zok Rashi. Posel v'edus. Dekivon she'enoi min hayishuv. Ein makbir al atzmoi. You're not part of people, of society, of care what people think. You don't care the people driving by what they think of you when they see you slurping or whatever else you're eating outside. You don't care what they think. So if you don't care what people think and you have no embarrassment, we're chayshid that when it comes to edus also, you have no problem lying in Bezdin, and therefore you're possible edus. You have no respect for yourself. Ain't a boish lazalzel ba'atzmoy. You're embarrassed to mazalzel on yourself. You might lie in Bezdin also. And therefore, you pass the la'edus. Which means, if we unfortunately don't care about having a shame tayyib, if you don't have this midah of working and being concerned about our shame tayyib, and we don't have the midah of being busha of other people, what they're saying and thinking, we're pass the la'edus. Because that's how far it could reach. You could lie in Bezdin because you don't care about what people think of you. We have to realize, the Chazon Ish talks about this in the Sefer Emunah B'Tochen in Perek Dalet. It's in Ois Yudalet. All of us only function because a human being needs respect. The reality is, if everybody thought of you as a nothing, a person would not be able to survive. There's some simple self-respect that you live off. A self-respect, the respect that you get from others, that you're a person, that's how you survive and live. The Chazon Ish says, "Mitzius hanatias lekovet." The reality that a person needs some respect, he mitzius chiyuvis. It's a natural thing that you need for survival. The herkiv hamechuna shel zechay, as being a human being, that's what's necessary. Hanikra adam, says the Chazon Ish, "Ve'ein shlilus hanatias eila." Getting rid of these feelings of needing some respect, getting rid of it, that's not binyan, b'nefesh adam. Don't think, if I don't care what people think, I'm a better person. If I care, that's not binyan, b'nefesh adam. Elastiros haviyosoi. It's destroying your whole being. If you don't need that respect from anybody, and you don't care what people think of you, your whole adam is destroyed. And nothing will ever come out of you. This was the underlying midah that Esav had, that Yitzchak was so excited about. By Yehav Yitzchak as Esav Kitzayit B'Piv. And this is something we have to work on. Care what others think of you. And the emes is, there's so many tefillos in our davening that we daven for this. We say at the end of benching, v'nimtza chen v'seichel toiv v'ein elakim v'odom. We want to find chen by odom also, by people. At the end of Birkas Shachar, in the brachas, we say, usneinu hayoyim v'chol yoyim l'chein l'chesel l'rachman b'einecha. We should find gracious in your eyes, uve'einecha re'einu, and everybody who sees us. We want to be pleasing by all. Rabbi Chatzkel Taka asks, on this nusach that we say, he says, Mayar viach, what are we gaining? What do you gain that people think of you good? Says Rabbi Chatzkel, Vais Techois, when you see, if this is part of our tefillas, he says, Nira me'abakosha zu, a person has to put in a milus and work on this point that yia drachov tferes gamla noshim. People should glorify and be look up to your actions. You should care that your actions are right and glorified. That people should say, "Wow, look how this person acts." And I have to care what people are thinking. It's so important in my growth. And this is mamash what the Mishnah says in Perek Gimel in Avos, in Mishnah Yud Gimel. Kol sheruach habriyah is noicha imenu, ruach hamokim noicha imenu. If people, the ruach habriyah likes you, then you can know the ruach hamokim likes you. But if chas v'sholom ruach habriyah are not noicha imenu, ruach hamokim is not noicha imenu. This is not something small that we're discussing. This is something very, very big. We don't realize every part of our day could be changed if we start caring what people think. If you would have that mindset that I want to present myself like a chosh of a bachar, even though in ruchnis I'm not holding like that, that's not who I am. But I want everybody to see me as a chosh of a bachar. I want to present myself that everybody sees me like that. I care what people are going to remember me as, the shame toiv that I leave over. And the bottom line is, when I live up to something, over time it changes me. If I live up to certain standards, because I want to present myself shaloi lishmo as a chashem abachar, it ends up making a roshim and it changes you. And I one time saw a maisa from Chaim Kanievsky. The maisa went like this. There was a yeshiva bachar who went off the derech, gave up his religious life, his frum life that he had. His name was Jonathan. And the maisa that was always inside, the pintel yid, was always bothering him. At the end of the day, deep down, he was a yeshiva bachal, he had a frum lifestyle originally, and it was bothering him when he was off the derech. It always went ahead and, you know, his conscience didn't feel good. So one time, he was in B'nai Brak, so he decided to discuss this with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He knew he's the gadol hador, of course, and he went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky to talk to him about this. And he started explaining to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you know, that I'm not religious, but you know, at the end of the day, it's bothering me, I have a guilty conscience. So Reb Chaim said to him, "Do you smoke?" So the guy answered, "Yeah, I do smoke." So Reb Chaim told him, "I want you to stop smoking on Shabbos." So the bacha says, "Absolutely not." Imagine talking to Reb Chaim like that. There's no way. I'm not shemesh Shabbos. I'm not stopping to smoke on Shabbos. Not again. Reb Chaim tried to push him and convince him. There was no one else to talk to. No way. So Reb Chaim said to him like this. "I see you're unable to do that. But when you finish a cigarette, there's two ways of ending the smoking. Either you can actually extinguish the cigarette, or you can let it burn out by itself. Some people just throw it and it burns out by itself. He said, if you actually extinguish it, it's one of the Lamatas Malachas in Shabbos. One of the 39 Malachas, you can't put it out. So, do me one thing. When you smoke on Shabbos, at least don't extinguish your cigarette. When you finish your cigarette, put it on the side, let it burn out by itself. That much do for me. And the guy agreed. A number of months later, this guy shows up. This guy, Jonathan, shows up at Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He's wearing a yarmulke on his head. And he really looks already like he's coming back. And he told Reb Chaim that he started keeping Shabbos and other religious things. And he just wanted to give Reb Chaim a yashakoyach, a thank you for what, you know, for what a few months ago when he started them all. Reb Chaim Kanievsky understood that even this person that's off the derech, if he has a little bit of living up to something, he's just not going to put out a cigarette when he smokes on Shabbos, and he has Shabbos in mind, it's going to make a roshim. And over time, you see this person months later already was being shomer Shabbos. We don't realize if we would just care about what others think. I have it so hard, whether it's my learning, Ritzifus, Batola, I have it so hard getting up in the morning, I have it so hard being on the machaveir in the dormitory, my midos, all the different areas of our lives. If we would just do it shaloi lishma, I want people to think of me as a better person than that. Even though this is my weakness, I want to hide that weakness because I care what my neighbor thinks of me. We don't realize that we start acting like that over time, we're going to become a different person. This shame time that's Ola Gabeyem could change your whole being. This level of busha that you're supposed to have that Archas Adikim talks about could change your whole being. And this is that Mido, Vayev, Yitzchak, Eseisa, Kitzayin, Mepiv. This is what Yitzchak saw in Esav, Gevaldika Gadlus, that Esav tried to present himself as a great person. And that alone is a Gevaldika hope to reach Hatzlocha and greatness. And I wonder if this is what we say in our tefillah every morning. And we daven in the morning Shachris. At the end, we say brachas, we say, it should be your will. Very strange lesson. I should have a regilus and a routine in Torah. Usually we ask to be lilmoid, lamed, oisik b'Torah, other lashinas. Regilus, a very strange nusach of Chazal. A regilus in Torah? That's what I'm asking for? I think the answer is, in this bracha, what we're asking Hashem for is mamash this yisoid. We're asking the Rabbeinu Shlomo for something much more than just learning Torah. Because learning Torah is when I'm ready to learn. If I'm not ready to learn, am I holding there? So I won't be learning. A routine is something you keep to because that's your routine. That's who you are. It's your routine. And even times when you're not holding, you can do it anyway because it became part of your routine. And the male, that's what we're asking the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Give me a routine, b'tayra secha. Let me have a life that I have a routine of a ben tayra. See, even if I'm not holding at a certain level, lishma, I'm not holding by doing it. But I'm going to keep my routine. I want to be presented. I present myself as a chashav, a good bachar. I present myself as a productive bachar who learns by story, I'm out of battling, I come to davening on time, I'm part of davening, all the things in the presentation, people think of me as great. See, even if I'm not holding there yet, and I'm putting on a show, it's such an important show that could change your life. And that's the shame toiv that I want people to have of me, that I have a good name. just end off, that this idea that we're talking about, which is a very delicate topic, of doing things just to have a good name, but it's so such a timely matter that could change our lives, definitely in the years that we're living here of 2024, it's such an important point. These things used to be natural by people, that people cared about what others thought. Today, unfortunately, we're missing that peer pressure. We don't care. No one cares about anything. The goyim outside, they would pull down their pants in the middle of Times Square and not even care, and that seeps into us, that no one cares about anything. I don't care what people think. And unfortunately, us Yidden also many times have that feeling. We don't care what people think. And that's why it's such an important yisoy to talk about, although it's so unconventional, you don't find shmuzim about this type of topic. In all my 20 years, I never gave a shmuz on this topic. But it's something that's so important today more than ever. But I want to make sure, and I don't realize, not to confuse this. In the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes that when you're doing your Avodas Hashem, it's Gabe Karil Avodas Avoker, and you're serving Hashem, Lo Yizbayesh Evdei Bnei Odom HaMaligim Olob Avodas Hashem. Don't be embarrassed of people that are laughing at you when you're doing Avodas Hashem. Which means, when we're doing the right thing, then we tell you, don't care what people think. Because then in the Chanami, if it's the right thing to do, do it and don't care what people think. But besides from that area, we're in Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about in Siman Aleph, that you're not to be embarrassed of what people are laughing at you, Avodas Hashem. What we're discussing is to motivate ourselves, to become a better person. Why remain with all our chesroinus? And every one of us have to make cheshbon nefesh, to think about where they're weak. And realize that weakness is not a secret only to yourself. All your chaverim know about it. Everybody remembers you like that weakness. All your abeim remember you like that. Your parents know you like that. And your brother realizes it too with your sister. And everybody knows that weakness in you. Shaloi lishma, develop a shame toyim and work in that area to develop that. You know something? I want to present myself better than that chesaron that I have. I have that chesaron. I want to get rid of it. Let me work shaloi lishma. Get rid of it with a shame toy that I care what others think about me. And if we work on this, mitoich shaloi lishma balishma, this shame toy, this boishas ponim, will be ezer Hashem, give us that tzlocha both in olam hazeh and leganeden.